Cub baseball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast of Brenham Cubs against Robstown, made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is brought to you by Mattress Guys, Bilski Waterwells, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, Brandit Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BBR Material, Brenham Nursing Rehabilitation, DD and Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegger Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Kyer Construction, and TNA Services. With the field and your host, Stephen Drain, for these words from our sponsors.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Brandit Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Brandit Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BranditGraphics.com.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
All right, everybody, welcome out to Fireman's Park. We're back here for some nighttime baseball between the Brenham Cubs and Robstown, an old rivalry renewed here tonight. So Cubs are going to be out here, been told we're going to play seven innings in this game no matter what. No time limit on this game, so everybody wants to get the full seven innings in. So look forward to some good baseball, and we'll be back with more of the pregame show after a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Welcome back to our pregame show of Brenham Cub Baseball. We're here live at Fireman's Park for a matchup between Brenham and Robstown tonight. So recapping a little bit of what's going on so far for the Cubs here in the tournament. Started out the yesterday with two big wins, scored 20-plus runs in each game. Came out earlier this afternoon, had that game for y'all, and Brenham came out on the losing end of that game with MagWest 12-8. Brenham's record stands right now at 8-8-1, so hopefully we can get a victory tonight and get them to a winning record as they move into district play next week. So the Cubs come out here tonight. They're going to be in their white pinstripe uniforms with the green hats tonight. Robstown in the gray and red. It's good to see Robstown up here for this game. I know in the past it's been a big rivalry between Brenham and Robstown. Goes back way into the day. This is going to be a long time ago, back when I was in high school yet. So Robstown traditionally has had good teams. They played really well. So hopefully the Cubs tonight can come out, play good, play hard. Had a few little mistakes in that first game that may have hurt them there with the game with MagWest. MagWest was playing a lot of what I would call some small ball, trying to make the Cubs make plays, and on a couple of those plays in that game, they weren't able to do it. Led to one bad inning there for the Cubs, and pretty much summed up the loss that they took in that game with the one bad inning. Can't contribute it to one thing or the other there, but sometimes you just have a bad inning. The good thing to see in the bottom half of that inning they had in that first game was they did come back and score four runs, so you go in and you leave after the fourth inning with you're down 9-7, put you back in it, but then MagWest was able to tack on three more, and the Cubs are unable to score just one more run for that final of 12-8. So what we'll do is we'll send this back to the studios, and we'll be back with more of the Cub pregame show after a word from our sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all-new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
So welcome back out here to Fireman's Park as we get ready for game time over here. Teams are out on the field getting their warm-up tosses in tonight. So the Cubs are looking for to get back on the victory track as they head into district action next week. This is the last preseason. I wouldn't really call it preseason, but last tournament of the young season for the Cubs as they'll go through the gauntlet of the district play that's coming up. Talking about their district, one of the toughest districts in the state probably. It's and everybody's always out to get you because you've Brenham's been there before, and so you kind of have a target on you when you go into the district play because everybody wants to beat you. And I think they're positioning themselves pretty good. We're going to see a little bit different pitching tonight for the Cubs as we'll have those lineups for you a little bit later, but looks like the lineup's going to be consistent. It looks like Coach Wheaton has kind of settled into how his starting eight or nine are going to go, and they'll probably roll with that as long as they can, as long as everybody's doing well and staying good and healthy and all those good things that come with a long season. It's kind of takes a toll on you when you get to the end, especially once you get through these tournament games. Uses quite a bit of pitching in these games. So we're going to see a different pitcher tonight for the Cubs. Hadn't looked to Robstown yet to see who they're going to be throwing on the opposite side there, but just looking at the teams out there, Robstown looks like a good athletic team, and I wouldn't expect anything different from those guys down there in Robstown. So as we get ready, we'll be right back with the starting lineup after a word from our sponsors.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925, with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, welcome back out here to Fireman's Park as we get ready for some Brenham Cub baseball action. Night game tonight we got for you out here. So we're going to go over the starting lineups, and the starting lineup is brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham. Providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you, call today for a free quote. So first we'll go over the visiting team tonight, which will be Robstown. Leading off for Robstown will be number 17, Jose Serrano. He'll be out in center field. Batting second will be number 9, Ethan Bagnell. He'll be the right fielder. Batting third will be Aiden Lozano, playing first base. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, Krista Barrera. Batting fifth, playing third base, Lucas Sines. Batting sixth and playing second base will be Dominic Alvarez. Batting seventh, doing the catching, will be Eric Isles. Batting eighth and pitching will be Anthony Gonzalez. Batting ninth will be the shortstop, Aiden Aguila. And playing left field will be Aiden Elizondo. And now the starting lineup for the Brenham Cubs. Leading off and playing shortstop will be Dalton Hart. Batting second, playing third base, Owen Finke. Batting third, the designated hitter, Drake Binky. Batting cleanup, the center fielder, Ethan Auschenbeck. Batting fifth, right fielder, Luke Hardy. Batting sixth will be the left fielder, Blue Sanega. Batting seventh will be the first baseman, Braden Steele. Batting eighth will be the catcher, Brody Tucker. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. On the mound tonight for the Cubs will be Hudson Hartstack. So Hartstack will be your starting pitcher tonight. Same starting nine that we saw in the first game, with the difference of Braden Steele in there at first base. So we'll set the defense for the Cubs. You'll have, over in left field, you'll have Cienega in left field, Ethan Auschenbeck in center field, Luke Hardy out in right. Playing first base will be Braden Steele. Second base, Landry Mendoza. Shortstop is Dalton Hart. Third base is Owen Finke. On the mound, Hudson Hartstack, and behind the plate, Brody Tucker. So that's your lineup for the Cubs as we get ready to for some action here, and we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Welcome back to Fireman's Park here in Brenham, Texas, as we get ready for some Brenham Cub baseball. The coaches and umpires are having the meeting at the plate right now. The Cubs are gathered up in left field, getting ready for some action here. So as we get ready, Coach Wheaton down there with the lineup card, turning into the umpires. Looks like we've got the same umpiring crew we had in the first game, just a little flip-flop. Our home plate umpire is going to be out in the field this time, and our field umpire will be behind the plate. Hudson Hartstack's getting his warm-up tosses in over in the bullpen over there, so we're about ready for some action. Shouldn't be too long now, as once we get this meeting done at the plate and everything, looking for a good, crisp game. So tonight's going to be a challenge, I think, for both teams as the wind continues to blow out here. The biggest thing is going to be try and keep the ball in the park tonight. Fireman's is not the biggest of parks when it comes to playing on fields. And especially with the wind blowing straight out tonight, might see some home runs. We definitely saw some from the Cubs in the first game. They did not give up any home runs in that first game to MagWest, but definitely were able to get two on their own and hit quite a few home runs in the first two games of the tournament we played. So Brenham with a 2-1 record in the tournament so far. So as the coaches and umpires shake hands and they head back to the dugouts, we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
All right, welcome back to Fireman's Park. We're here in Brenham, Texas, for some baseball between the Brenham Cubs and Robstown tonight. As the PA announcer is getting in all the starting lineups, we're almost ready for some action. The Cubs are huddled up by the dugout, ready to come out onto the field. So as we do that, we'll give the game time weather update for you. And this game weather update is sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. So tonight's weather, right now we're at 78 degrees, feels like 78, so not much in the wind chill going on, but the wind is definitely blowing. We're 10 to 15 miles an hour out of the south-southwest. The wind is blowing directly from center field to left field, blowing out of the park tonight. We're at partly cloudy skies, got a 30% chance of rain, but I don't think we're going to get any of that rain, so we're going to be able to get everything in. Plan on playing a full seven-inning game for y'all tonight and getting all that taken care of. So as soon as we get ready here, and here come the Cubs, hit it out onto the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Nye Gernard, a true Cubs superfan who is about to step up.
And we'll send it out for the first pitch here.
Nye's love for the Cubs is legendary, and there's no one more fitting to kick off tonight's game than Nye. Nye, thank you for your enthusiasm, your spirit, and for representing what it truly means to be a Cub fan. Let's give a huge round of applause as Nye gets ready to go out the first pitch of the day. Way to go, Nye.
So first pitch is thrown out there. The ceremonial first pitch is done. So we'll be back for the first pitch, and we'll take a short break and hear a word from our sports friend.
Tonight's post-game show is brought to you by, a pre-game show is brought to you by Mattress Guys, Bilski Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, Branded Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DD and Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegler Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Kyer Construction, and TNA Services.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Hawley, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
All right, welcome back here to Fireman's Park. Hudson Hartstack out on the mound getting his warm-up tosses in. As we get ready for some Brenham Cub baseball action, nighttime game here between old-time rival Robstown. So a couple more pitches, and we're going to have a throw down to second base, and we'll have the first batter stepping in there. So let's reset the defense for the Cubs real quick. Third base has got Owen Finke. Shortstop, Dalton Hart. Second base, Landry Mendoza. First base is Braden Steele. Left field is Blue Sanega. Center field, Ethan Auchinbeck. Right field is Luke Hardy. Behind the plate, Brody Tucker. And on the mound, Hudson Hartstack. Throw is down to second base, so we're moments away from our first pitch here. So stepping up to bat first for Robstown will be number 17, Jose Serrano.
The first Robstown center fielder, number 17, Jose Serrano.
So Serrano will step in from the left side. Hardstack of right-handed pitchers on the rubber. He's got his sign. And we're going to have a little timeout here, a little cross-up on the signs there between Brody Tucker and the pitcher there, Hudson Hartstack. So as they talk it over on the mound, make sure they're all on the same page, get all their signs and signals right. The umpire's going to say, come on, let's get it on. And we should be set back here for a first pitch. So Serrano will step in there. Hartstack's got his sign. Here's the first pitch of the game. Going to be just a bit inside. So Hartstack working out of the windup here. Comes the 1-0 pitch to Serrano. That's going to be down low, a ball. So two balls and no strikes. Hartstack's going to step off, regroup a little bit. 2-0 pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on and missed for a strike one. Brings the count to 2-1 on Serrano. Just underway here in the top half of the first inning. And there's a swung on that's hit, going to get past the second baseman in the center field for a base hit. So Serrano, a leadoff single for Robstown. He'll be on first base. Coming up to bat will be the right fielder, number 9, Ethan Bagnell.
Robstown right fielder, number 9, Ethan Bagnell.
So Bagnell will step in there. Right-handed batter. Hartstack out of the stretch. Checks his runner at first. Here comes the pitch. Squares around the bunt. Pulls it back. Pitch is outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Ethan Bagnell. Serrano with the leadoff singles at first base with his lead. Hartstack could check him. Here comes the pitch. Squares around the bunt. Pulls it back again. Ball outside. So two balls and no strikes on Ethan Bagnell. So Hartstack comes set, squares around the bunt again, outside again. So 3-0 on Bagnell. Hartstack going to take a little walk behind the back of the mound. Gets back up on the rubber. The 3-0 pitch in there for a strike. Brings the count 3-1. Runner on first base. Just underway here in the first inning. 3-1 pitch coming. Squares around the bunt. Takes that for ball 4. So a base on balls for Bagnell. Going to move Serrano over to second. And that's going to bring up the first baseman, Aiden Lozano. So Lozano will step in here from the left side. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Hartstack from the stretch, the first pitch is swung on. That's going to be a base hit out in the right field. Right fielder Hardy's up with it. He'll throw home. They'll hold the runner at third. So a single for Lozano will load the bases. Now to bring up the number four hitter, the DH, Christian Barrera. So a little first inning bases loaded jam for Hartstack. He'll go back to the windup. First pitch coming to Barrera is going to be up for a ball. So one ball, no strikes. Bases are loaded here, just underway here in the first inning. Nobody out. So Hartstack with the windup and the delivery. It's going to be in there for a strike. Evens the count up at 1-1. Hartstack's got a sign. In the windup, here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes. Snap throw down to third, not in time. So Hartstack ahead, 1-2. Bases loaded, nobody out. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And that's going to hit the batter. So hit by pitch is going to bring in Serrano from third base. Keeps the bases loaded. Brings up the number five hitter, Lucas Sines. So Hartsack hit 1-2 on the last batter and pegs him in the leg. He'll shake it off down there at first base. Hartstack's back up on the mound, ready to deliver. Here's the windup. First pitch coming in there for a strike. So no ball, one strike count here. Play is in the top half of the first inning. Robstown with the early 1-0 lead. The 0-1 pitch from Hartstack. Going to be in there for strike two. So no balls, two strikes on Lucas Sines. There comes the 0-2 pitch from Hartstack. It's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So big strikeout there for Hudson Hartstack. Be one out in the inning. So one out, bases still loaded. Dominic Alvarez steps in for Robstown. First pitch swinging, fouls it back. Seems like Hartstack's settling down a little bit, working more in the zone with the last two batters. The 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for strike two, so quickly 0-2. So 0-2 count on Alvarez. Hartstack with the 0-2 pitch. Going to be just inside and down for a ball. So one ball, two strikes. Bases loaded, one out. Hartstack with the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. So two strikeouts in a row now for Hudson Hartstack. We got two outs in the inning now. Bases remain loaded. We're in the top half of the first inning. Cubs trail 1-0. It's going to bring up the bat for Robstown, the catcher, Urich Isles. So Isles will step in there from the right side of the plate. Hartstack still in the windup. First pitch coming to Isles. Going to be swung on, changeup, swung on and missed there. Hartstack ahead, 0-1. Hartstack trying to work himself out of a bases-loaded jam. 0-1 pitch is on the way in there for strike two. Fastball on the inside corner. So Hartstack quickly 0-2 on Isles. So Isles steps back in there. Hartstack's got his sign. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. 0-2 pitch is swung on. Hit out to center field. Going to be cut off by the right fielder. Nice play out there by Luke Hardy, who cuts in front of Ethan Auschenbeck for the third out of the inning. So for Robstown, they'll score one run on two hits. They leave three people stranded. Your score at the after a half inning of play, it's Robstown 1, Brenham 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Nevere, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels. Trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
And welcome back to Fireman's Park for Brenham Cub Baseball as we're play here in the bottom half of the first inning. Robstown able to get one run out of that. Brenham did a good job of limiting damage as Hudson Hartsack worked his way out of a bases-loaded jam with two strikeouts and a fly ball to end that inning. So as we get started here, first three batters for the Cubs will be Dalton Hart, Owen Finke, and Drake Binky. Robstown will have Anthony Gonzalez on the mound. He's a right-handed pitcher. Not a very big, tall pitcher, kind of thin and lanky right-handed pitcher. He'll be throwing to the Cubs. So we'll set their defense for them around the horn. So third base for them is Lucas Sines. Over at shortstop for them will be Aiden Aguila. At second base will be Dominic Alvarez. First base will be Aiden Lozano. Out in left field will be Aiden Elizonda. In center field is Jose Serrano. And in right field is Ethan Bagnell. And Dalton Hart will be stepping in for the Cubs. Leadoff batter bats from the left-hand side of the plate, facing the right-handed pitcher Gonzalez. So as we get started here, Cubs looking for some first inning magic. Hart steps in. Gonzalez is ready with the first pitch. First pitch is in there for a strike on the outside corner. Fastball, strike one. So no ball, one strike count to Dalton Hart. Gonzalez with the 0-1 pitch. It's swung on. It's going to be hit to the shortstop. Shortstop's going to be up with it. On to first and close play at first base, but going to be out by about a half a step is Dalton Hart. So put out 6-3 there. Very close play over at first base on Dalton Hart. Going to bring up the third baseman, Owen Finke. So Finke a step in from the right side. Hart making his way back over to the dugout after a bang-bang play over there at first base. That call probably could have gone either way. So Finke steps in. Gonzalez with the first pitch to Finke. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball, no strike count. One out here. We play in the bottom half of the first inning. Cubs trail 1-0. So Gonzalez has got his sign. The 1-0 pitch is on its way to Finke. Finke swinging and fouls that back. Going to even the count up at 1-1. Finke got a fastball just elevated just a little bit and fouled it back. So umpire throws a new ball in. We're set back ready for play. Gonzalez getting a sign from his catcher. The 1-1 pitch to Finke. Going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike now on Owen Finke. Finke steps back in. Gonzalez working from the windup. The 2-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed by Finke. Evens the count up at 2-2. So two ball, two strike count on Owen Finke. One out in the inning. Gonzalez with a sign. 2-2 pitch. Going to be outside for ball three. So full count now on Owen Finke. 3-2 count. So Finke steps back in with the 3-2 count. Gonzalez with the pitch. Up high, ball four. So Finke draws a one-out walk. He'll hit down to first base. And that's going to bring up to bat number 22, Drake Binky, the designated hitter. So Binky with a big three-run home run in the first game in the first inning. So Binky steps in from the left-handed side of the plate. Binky gets his lead over at first. Gonzalez comes set, checks the runner. First pitch to Binky is down low for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Binky. Owen Finke over at first. He drew a walk. One out in the first inning. So Gonzalez checks his runner over at first. One 0 pitch on its way. That's going to be down low for a ball. So two balls and no strikes now to Drake Binky. So Gonzalez taking his time out there on the mound. It definitely does not work very quickly. So Finke's going to get his lead over at first. Two-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. Two balls, one strike count now on Drake Binky. Owen Finke's over at first. One out in the inning. Gonzalez comes set. Checks on Finke over at first. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and hit down the right field line. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Around second is Finke. Binky's around first. Hit it to second. Finke's around third. Coming home. Binky's around second. And he'll turn back and go. So double RBI double for Drake Binky. Scores Owen Finke from first base. Cubs tied up 1-1 here in the first inning. One out. Binky at second. So great job of hitting there by Drake Binky. Got the bat hit out in front, pulled it down the right field line. Line drive went all the way to the corner. Thought about going to third and got about third of the way there and decided, hey, no, I'm going back. So that's going to bring up the number four hitter, center fielder Ethan Auchinbeck. So Auchinbeck will step in. Gonzalez with the first pitch to Auchinbeck is going to be outside for a ball. So we're in the bottom of the first inning. There's one out. Cubs have tied it up 1-1. Auchinbeck back in the box. Gonzalez comes set. Pitched Auchinbeck, swinging foul ball back to the screen. Big cut there by Auchinbeck. So Drake Binky's out at second base with the RBI double. Gonzalez comes set. He's going to check on Binky at second. The 1-1 pitch. Auchinbeck squares around the bunt. Misses for a strike. So one ball, two strike count on Ethan Auchinbeck. One out, runner at second base. Score all tied up, 1-1. So Gonzalez comes set. He's checking on Benke. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Auchinbeck. Off-speed pitch taken for ball two. So two ball, two strike count now on Ethan Auchinbeck. Two-two pitch is on its way. Swing and a miss by Auchinbeck, strike three. So Ethan Auchinbeck strikes out for the second out in the inning. That's going to bring up to bat the right fielder, number 19, Luke Hardy. So Hardy steps in with two outs in the inning. Drake Benke still at second base after the RBI double. Cubs have tied it up here in the bottom half of the first, score 1-1. First pitch coming to Hardy. He's going to be taken down in the dirt for a ball. Gets away from the catcher. Binky's going to scoot down to third base, slides in safely. So Binky will move up 90 feet. He's down there at third base. Hardy in the box with a 1-0 count. There's two outs in the inning. Gonzalez will stay in the stretch with the runner at third. 1-0 pitch on its way. Swinging, smashed out to left field. That's going to score Benke from third base. Hardy's going to pull into first base with a line drive single to left field. So 2-1 Cubs. Cubs take the lead on that RBI single from Luke Hardy. So that'll bring up the left fielder, Blue Sanega. So Sanego will step in with Hardy at first base. Two outs. Cubs have two runs here in the bottom half of the first. Take a 2-1 lead. First pitch coming to Sanego is down low for a ball. The catcher's going to call timeout. He's going to go talk to his pitcher a little bit, try and settle him down. That ball from Hardy, if it would have got up in the air a little bit, it would have been long gone. Hard smash ball by Hardy. So pitcher-catcher conference is over as we get set back. Catcher's coming back. Gonzalez is going to have a 1-0 count on Blue Sanega. So Gonzalez comes set. He'll check Hardy over at first. Pitch to Sanega is going to be outside, gets by the catcher. Hardy's going to advance to second. So 2-0 count now on Blue Sanega. And we're going to have a little timeout for the coach is going to come out and have a little conference. So with that conference, we'll send it back for 30 seconds from our sports friends.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services. Not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
All right, we're back. Mound conference over with. Sanega stepping back into the box. Gonzalez has a 2-0 count. His 2-0 pitch is swung on by Sanega and missed. Two balls and a strike. So pretty spirited conference out there on the mound between coach and pitcher. So Sanega's back in there. 2-1 pitch is on its way. Swinging, it's going to be hit. Third baseman's going to cut that off in front of the shortstop. Throws on to first, and it's wide. Hardy's going to round third and score. Sanega is on his way to third, and he'll make third base easily, and he's going to round third as they misplay the ball and score. So Sanega with the ground ball, error over at first base. He goes all the way from first to home to score the fourth run of the inning for the Cubs. So Cubs now up 4-1. On the miscued play by the Robstown infield. So we'll give the throwing error to the third baseman on that play. But Senega, with his speed, was able to come all the way around and score. So that's going to bring up the bat, the first baseman, Braden Steele. So Cubs have answered the one Robstown run and more and put up a crooked number here in the bottom of the first. Steele swinging on the first pitch. Going to be a fair ball behind third. Long throw. Not in time. Steele beats that out for an infield single. So ball hit right down the third baseline. Third baseman fields it way behind the bag. Unable to get the throw in time to catch Steele, who gets on first base with an infield single. So that's going to bring up the catcher, Brody Tucker. So Tucker steps in here with two outs, runner at first base. Cubs jump out to a 4-1 lead here in the bottom half of the first inning. So Gonzalez comes set. He'll check on Steele over at first. First pitch to Tucker. Going to be just down for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Brody Tucker. Steele gets his lead over at first base. Gonzalez going to give him a look. 1-0 pitch is outside for ball two. So two ball, no strike count on Brody Tucker. Right-handed hitting catcher for the Cubs. So Gonzalez gets back on the rubber. He's in the stretch. Going to check on the runner over at first. 2-0 pitch coming. Swung on. Hit out in the left field for a base hit. So Steele a stop at second base. Brody Tucker will make it to first on the single. So Cubs still got some action going here. Two outs, runners at first and second. We're going to have a pinch runner now for the catcher over there at first base. That's going to be number 10, Caleb Maurer, in the run for Brody Tucker. So Maurer comes in to run, brings up to bat the second baseman, Landry Mendoza.
Pinch running for the Cubs, number 10, Caleb Maurer.
So Mendoza will step in here with two outs in the inning, runners at first and second. No sign of letting up for the Cubs, swinging the bat well this game so far. So Gonzalez will come set, he checks on his runners. First pitch to Mendoza is going to be in there for a strike. So no ball, one strike count on Mendoza. Right-handed hitting second baseman. So Gonzalez comes set and checks his runners. Pitches down low for a ball. Evens the count up at 1-1. Catcher wanted to go out and talk to the pitcher, but they've already had two mound visits this inning. So 1-1 count, two outs. We play in the bottom half of the first inning. Cubs with a 4-1 lead now. The 1-1 pitch is on its way. Squares around a bunt. He'll lay it down. Pitcher's going to field this. He's going to toss over to first base for the third out of the inning. So put out 1-3 there. But the Cubs do score four runs on 1, 2, 3, 4. Four hits, and they leave two runners on. So your score after one inning of play, it's the Brenham Cubs 4 and Robstown 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown, too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
So in that last inning, our first run of the game scored by the Cubs was Owen Finke. He just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. So the Cubs scored four runs there in the bottom half of the first inning and helped Hudson Hartstack out there, who worked himself out of a jam there in the top half of the first. So Hartstack back out on the mound. Cubs spot him a three-run lead here as we start the top half of the second inning. Up to bat is going to be the pitcher, number 18, Anthony Gonzalez. He'll step in here from the right side. Hartstack with the windup and the delivery. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball, no strike count. Leadoff batter here in the top half of the second inning. Hartstack with the windup. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one. That evens up the count at 1-1. Hartstack looks a little more relaxed after he got the big lead there after the first inning. So the 1-1 pitch going to be just inside for ball two. So that'll take the count to 2-1. Hartstack winds the delivery. That pitch just missed down a bit. It's going to take our count out 3-1 now. So 3-1 count on Anthony Gonzalez. 3-1 delivery from Hartstack is going to be in there for strike two. Going to take the count full. So full count on the leadoff batter here in the top half of the second inning. Hartstack with a couple shakes. The 3-2 delivery swung on and missed. They'll throw down the first to complete the putout. So strike out there for Anthony Gonzalez. Gives us one out in the inning. It's going to bring up to bat the shortstop, Aiden Aguilar. So Aguilar steps in here with one out. Top half of the second inning, Cubs with a 4-1 lead. Hartsack with the pitch. Going to be inside for a ball. So Hudson Hartstack gets back up on the mound. 1-0 pitch on its way. Going to be down low in the dirt. Run the count out 2-0 on Aiden Aguilar. So Hartstack with the 2-0 delivery. Going to be in there for a strike. Nice hard fastball on the outside part of the plate. Two balls and a strike. So Hartstack with the 2-1 delivery. Going to be swung on, hit to first base. Ooh, tough hop over there for Steele at first base. Ball was hit pretty hard. Steele in front of it took a bad hop. Hits him in the chest. He's able to knock it down and keep it on the infield. Umpires are going to call timeout, give them a little bit of time to walk that one off. That was a smash hit down there to first base. I'm going to have to go ahead and call that a single. As hard as that ball was hit, would have been a tough play. So runner now at first base. It's going to take us back to the top of the lineup. Center fielder Jose Serrano up. He led off the game with a single. Fastball's outside corner for strike one to Serrano. So Serrano steps in there from the left side. Runner at first base, not a very big lead. Swing and a miss by Serrano. He's quickly down in the count, 0-2. Hartstack took something off that pitch right there. Had him out in front. So Hartstack's going to check his runner at first. 0-2 pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball, two strike count on Jose Serrano. So Serrano steps back in. Hartstack with the delivery right there. Fastball outside corner, strike three. So Serrano goes down looking for out number two of the inning. Going to bring up the bat the right fielder, Ethan Bagnall. Bagnall, he walked back in the first inning. So Aiden Aguilar still at first base, two outs now in the inning. Hartsack with the pitch, strike right down the middle, fastball. Hudson Hartsack with good velocity on that fastball. He comes set, the 0-1 pitch, changeup down and away. Nice block there by the catcher, Brody Tucker. So Bagnall has a 1-1 count. Hartstack's going to come set, check on his runner, the 1-1 delivery. Runner's on the move. It's going to be knocked down by Brody Tucker back there. No throw to second base, so stolen base for Aiden Aguilar. So runner at second base now, two outs, 2-1 count on Ethan Bagnall. Hartstack checks his runner at second base. 2-1 pitch is going to be outside for a ball. So 3-1 count now. Two outs in the inning, runner at second base. We play here top half of the second inning, Cubs with a 4-1 lead. So Bagnall's back in there. Hartstack with the pitch. Down just a bit for a ball. Kind of squirts away from Tucker, but the runner stays at second. So that'll put runners at first and second base. Going to bring up to bat the number three hitter, Aiden Lozano. Lozano batting from the left side. Had a hard single back in the first inning. So Lozano steps in. Hartstack's going to check his runner. First pitch coming, going to be outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. Runners first and second. Hartstack with the 1-0 delivery. Going to be outside. This is going to get away from Tucker. Both runners will advance. So now we got runners at second and third. Second and third, two outs in the inning, 2-0 count on Lozano. So Hartsack's going to go back to the windup. Gets his sign from Tucker. 2-0 pitch on its way. It's going to be right there on the outside corner, fastball for strike one. Brings the count to two balls and one strike on Lozano. So Hartstack's got his sign. The 2-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed for strike two. Took something off that one. So count now 2-2. Two outs in the inning. Runners are second and third. Top half of the second inning. Cubs lead 4-1. 2-2 pitch from Hartstack. Swung on and missed for strike three. So three strikeouts in the inning for Hartstack. No runs on one hit. There were two runners left on base. At the end of one and a half, it's the Brenham Cubs 4 and Robstown 1. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
Welcome back to Fireman's Park, where the Brenham Cubs lead 4-1. We start play here in the bottom half of the second inning. Hudson Harkstack last inning with three strikeouts, got himself out of a little bit of a jam after giving up a infield hit and a base on balls. Definitely Harkstack looks a little more comfortable working out of the windup than in the stretch. So we'll try and hopefully we can keep him in the windup where he keeps those base runners off base and where he can be more comfortable. So leading off for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the second inning will be shortstop Dalton Hart. Hart, his first time up, grounded out to the shortstop.
Leading off the bottom of the second, Brenham Cubs shortstop.
So Gonzalez still on the mound for Robstown. First pitch to Dalton Hart is going to be down low for a ball. So 1-0 count on Hart as he leads it off here in the bottom half of the second inning. So Gonzalez with the 1-0 pitch. That's going to be inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes on Dalton Hart. So Gonzalez gets a sign from the catcher. His windup, 2-0 delivery is going to be swung on and fouled. Brings the count to two balls and one strike. Hart, the leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the second inning for the Cubs. Cubs had nine batters to the plate in the first inning. So the 2-1 pitch is down low in the dirt. So 3-1 count on Hart. So Gonzalez going to get his sign from his catcher. 3-1 pitch on the way. Inside for ball four, so Hart will take a walk. He'll head down to first base, and that's going to bring up to bat the third baseman, Owen Finke. Finke drew a base on balls in the first inning and scored the first run of the game for the Cubs. So leadoff man on here in the bottom half of the second for the Cubs. I think he gets his signs from the coach down there at third base.
Brenham Cub third baseman number 8, Owen Finke.
So Finke steps in. Hart gets his lead over at first. First pitch is on its way down low for a ball. So Coach Wheaton again, he's over at first base the way it looks. Coach Spivey down there at third. So the one ball, no strike counts on its way. Hart's on the move to second base. Catcher's up throwing and not in time as Hart gets in there at second base with the stolen base. So Dalton Hart moves up 90 feet, gets in the scoring position for Owen Finke, who's got a 2-0 count. So Finke steps back in with the 2-0 count. And Gonzalez checks on Hart out there at second base. 2-0 pitch. Hart's on the move to third. Ball's down in the dirt. No throw to Hart to third. So stolen base there for Hart. Gets him down all the way down to third. Finke's got a 3-0 count now.
Nobody out here. Bottom half of the second inning. Cubs leading 4-1. So Gonzalez with 3-0 pitch is going to be outside, and Finke will draw his second walk of the game. As he hits down to first base, that'll bring up the designated hitter, number 22, Drake Binky. Binky back in the first inning had an RBI double.
Designated hitter, number 22, Drake
Binky. So Binky will step in from the left side. Robstown's going to set their defense for the first and third situation. Hart over at third, Finke at first. Nobody out here in the bottom half of the second. So Gonzalez comes set. He'll check on his runners. First pitch to Binky is going to be down low for a ball. So Gonzalez for Robstown struggling this inning to find the zone. He's walked the first two batters. Binky with the 1-0 count. Pitch is on its way. Swinging. Base hit right up the middle. Line drive hit. That's going to score Hart from third. Finke advances to second. So Drake Binky with his second RBI on the night with an RBI single. Scores Dalton Hart from third. So that's going to bring up number four, the center fielder, Ethan Auschenbeck. Runners at first and second, still nobody out here in the inning. Cubs now with a 5-1 lead. We're in the bottom of the second. So Gonzalez comes set. He'll check on the runners. First pitch coming to Auschenbeck. He squares around a bunt. He's going to lay down a bunt down the third baseline. They're going to pick it up. No chance of getting Auschenbeck at first. So bunt single for Ethan Auschenbeck. Moves the runners up to second and third, so the bases will be loaded now. So bases loaded for Luke Hardy, the right fielder. Hardy had a single and an RBI back in the first inning also. So Hardy steps in, bases are loaded, nobody out in the inning. Pitch is on its way, swinging, hit to the third baseman. He's going to come home with it. They'll step on the plate for the force, no other play. So fielder's choice for Hardy. Be the first out of the inning. Runners advance. So that's going to bring up to bat the left fielder, Blue Sanega. So Sanega bats here with one out, bottom half of the second, bases loaded. First pitch coming is going to be down low for a ball. Bases are full of Cubs. Sanega bats here with one out. 1-0 pitch is on its way, swinging and foul back to the screen. One thing about Blue, he may not be very tall, but he does not get cheated when he swings a bat. So Sanega's back in there. Gonzalez comes set, checks on his runners. 1-1 pitch is on its way. This swinging hit out to second base. Second baseman flips to the shortstop. Shortstop back to first. Wild throw. Binky's going to score. Coming around right behind Binky will be Auschenbeck. So two runs in on the error on the fielder's choice. So with those two runs, that'll push the Cub lead out to 7-1. Sanego will be on second base. Correction, first base, as he stayed there after the missed throw on the throw from the shortstop over to first. That brings up the bat, Braden Steele. So Steele takes a ball on the first pitch. Sanega over at first. G- Gonzalez comes set. He'll check on Sanega. Pitch is coming. Here's a fly ball out to right field. Right fielder's going back. He's going to settle underneath it and catch it. So that'll be the third out of the inning. But for the Cubs, they scored three runs on two hits with one man left on base. So your score at the end of two innings of play, it's the Brenham Cubs 7, Robstown 1. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh-cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
All right, we're back here at Fireman's Park where the Cubs lead 7-1 as we start play here in the top half of the third inning. Coming up for Robstown will be the designated hitter Christian Barrera, the third baseman Lucas Sines, and the second baseman Dominic Alvarez. Cubs able to score three more runs there in the bottom half of the second inning. Jump out to the early 7-1 lead. Hudson Hartstack on the mound for the Cubs. Has seemed more comfortable pitching out of the windup than in the stretch. Had a little bit of action there in the first inning and was able to get out of a jam, a bases-loaded jam, by only allowing one run. So Hartstack will start with a six-run lead here as we start play here in the top half of the third. Stepping in and will be Christian Barrera, the designated hitter. Barrera had a single his first time up. So the first pitch coming from Hartstack is going to be swung on and missed for strike one. Fastball right down the middle. Couldn't catch up with it. So Hartstack quickly back on the rubber. Gets his sign from Tucker. The 0-1 pitch on its way, swinging and fouled at the plate. So Hartstack quickly ahead here, 0-2 on Christian Barrera. So Barrera's going to get back in there. He's going to step up closer to the plate. Hartstack hit 0-2. 0-2 pitch is on its way. Swinging. This is going to be hit out into shallow left. Shortstop chasing. Left fielder coming in. And it's off Sanega's glove in left field. So it'll fall in there for a E7. So Barrera's going to reach on the fielding error out there in left field. So leadoff batter is on for Robstown here in the top half of the third. So that's going to bring up to bat the third baseman, Lucas Sines. So Sines will step in. Hartstack's in the stretch. He gets his sign. Checks on the runner over at first. Pitch is on its way. Strike fastball right down the middle. Hartstack with a good hard fastball there. 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be strike two, fastball right there, outside corner. So Hartstack ahead again, 0-2. Runner at first base, nobody out. Top half of the third, Cubs lead 7-1. Swing and foul tip, catcher unable to hold on, so Sines will get the lift for another swing here. So Hartstack quickly back on the rubber. Going to give a look over there at first base. Comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for a strike three. So strikeout of Lucas Sines. So that'll be the first out of the inning for the Cubs. It's going to bring up to bat for Robstown the second baseman, Dominic Alvarez. So Alvarez steps in. Runner at first base, one out. Hartstack with the first pitch is going to be outside. This is going to get by Tucker. Barrera is going to advance up to second base. So outside pitch there just gets away from Tucker back to the screen. So Barrera at second base now, one out. Alvarez has a one ball, no strike count. 1-0 pitch on its way. It's going to be right in there for a strike. Evens up the count at 1-1. So one ball, one strike count, one out. Runner at second. Hartstack with the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Took something off that one. One ball, two strikes now. Hudson Hartsack's been a hit of every batter this inning. So the 1-2 pitch is on its way. Down low, blocked there by Tucker. And even the count at 2-2. So runner gets his lead at second. Hartsack's going to check on him. 2-2 pitch on its way, swinging. Here's a looping ball out to left field that's going to fall. Sonega's up with it quickly. He gets the throw in. Runner hold at third. So runners at the corners now for Robstown. He's going to bring up to bat the catcher, Urich Isles. So Isles will step in here with runners at first and third base, one out. Top half of the third inning. Cubs leading 7-1. Hartsack checks his runner. First pitch. Strike one right there. Fastball outside corner. So Hartsack a hit. 0-1 again. Runners first and third. 0-1 pitch on its way. Swing. This is a ground ball to second base. Mendoza flips over to Hart at short for one. Back to first for two. Double play. Ends the inning for the Cubs. So no runs on one hit. There was one error in the inning. One runner left on base. So your score at the end of 2.5. It's the Brenham Cubs 7, Robstown 1. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
All right, welcome back here to Fireman's Park as we have a pitching change for Robstown, and this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is your insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So on to pitch for Robstown will be M. Vasquez. be a left-handed pitcher as he gets his warm-up tosses in here. So Vasquez will be on in relief of Anthony Gonzalez. Robstown didn't give us any first names on their sub, so we're going to go with M. Vasquez on that one. So catcher throws down the second. So stepping up first for the Cubs this inning will be Brody Tucker, the catcher. So Tucker steps in. He had a single back in the first inning. Leadoff batter here in the bottom of the third for the Cubs. Cubs with a 7-1 lead.
Leading off the bottom of the third, Kern Cub catcher number three, Brody Tucker.
So Vasquez works out of the windup. Left-handed pitcher delivers. Up and away for ball one. So Tucker leads it off here in the bottom of the third for the Cubs. 1-0 count. 1-0 pitch is on its way. Swinging. Here's a drive out to center field. Center field goes back, drifts underneath it, and makes the catch. So hard line drive out by Brody Tucker to the center fielder. One out for the Cubs. It's going to bring up the second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza. So Mendoza laid down a bunt in the first inning and was thrown out at first base by the pitcher. So Mendoza bat here with one out in the bottom half of the third inning. First pitch to Mendoza is in there for a strike. So a little bit of a different pace here by Vasquez, working a little quicker than Gonzalez did on the mound. So left-handed pitcher delivers. That's going to be in there for strike two. So quickly a hit here, 0-2 on Landry Mendoza. So Mendoza back in the box. 0-2 pitch on its way, swinging. Line down the right field line, out of play. So count stays at 0-2. One out in the inning. Play here in the bottom half of the third. 0-2 pitch to Mendoza is going to be up and out for a ball. So one ball, two strike count now on Mendoza. So Vasquez gets his sign from the catcher. Going to shake him off on the first one. Like the second one. 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to be down low in the dirt for a ball. Evens up the count at 2-2. So Mendoza back in the box. Vasquez with a sign, the 2-2 delivery. Going to be down low again for a ball. So works. Andrew Mendoza works the count back full. So full count now. One out. Nobody on. Bottom half of the third inning. Cubs lead it 7-1. So Vasquez with the 3-2 pitch. Going to be up and away for a ball four. So Mendoza draws the walk. He'll hit down the first base. Be the first base runner in the third inning for the Cubs. It's going to bring us back to the top of the lineup to Dalton Hart, the shortstop. So Hart, his last time up, walked and scored a run. Grounded out to shortstop his first time up. So catcher calls time. Got a ball loose out here on the field. Pitcher will grab it and toss it back over to the dugout. Wind picking up a little bit, blowing straight out to center field. So Vasquez comes set. He'll check the runner. Throws down away for a ball. Off-speed pitch there to the left-handed batting Hart. So lefty on lefty here. Pitcher throws over. First ball's going to get away. Mendoza's going to go down to second. He's rounding second. He's going to head to third as the first baseman picks the ball up. runs it back into the infield. So miscue over there on the pickoff play at first base will send Landry Mendoza all the way to third from first. So Hart's got a 1-0 count, runner at third. There's one out in the inning. So Vasquez will stay in the stretch. Left-handed pitcher gets a sign from a catcher, shaking him off. Now he's happy with it. 1-0 pitch on the way. It's going to be inside and low, a ball. Hart works the count 2-0. So Mendoza over at third base. He walked and got there on the throwing area. There's a ball gets away from the catcher. Mendoza's coming home. Play at the plate, not in time. So Landry Mendoza on the pass ball from the catcher, a score for the Cubs. So that puts another run on the board for the Cubs. Brings our score now to 8-1. We're in the bottom half of the third inning, one out. Pitcher's going to tie shoelaces out there. One of them came loose when he was coming home. So Hart will step back in there. He's got a 3-0 count. 3-0 pitch is on its way, swinging. Hit out to the shortstop. Shortstop's going to field it. Throw on over to first base for the out, for the second out of the inning. So Hart grounds out 6-3 for the second out of the inning. That's going to bring up the bat the third baseman, Owen Finke. So Finke will step in here with nobody on and two outs in the inning. Cubs do have a run in. So Vasquez gets the sign from the catcher. First pitch on the way to Finke. Going to be outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Finke. So Vasquez is ready, the 1-0 pitch. Swinging is Finke. He's going to pop this up over to the first base side just in foul territory. It'll blow it back fair, and it falls in play. So Finke's going to get a single out of that as the wind took that ball from about 20 feet foul back in the fair territory. So Finke will reach first base on the pop-up single. And that'll bring up the bat number 22, the designated hitter, Drake Binky. Binky on the night is 2-for-2 with a single and a double and two RBIs. So Vasquez comes set. He'll check on Finke at first. The pitch to Binky swinging away, line drive foul off to the left side. So 0-1 count on Drake Binky. Umpire's going to walk a ball out to the pitcher as they get everything reset here. Oh, they're going to call catcher interference on that last pitch. So Binky's going to end up at first base on the catcher interference. And that's going to bring up to bat center fielder Ethan Auschenbeck. So Binky over there at first now. Owen Finke's at second. 1-0 pitch to Auschenbeck is called a strike on the outside corner. Evens up the count at 1-1. So two outs here in the bottom half of the third inning. Pitch on the way to Auschenbeck. He'll foul that out of play to the right side. So Vasquez is going to retie that shoe again. So Owen Finke at second, Drake Binke at first. Ethan Auschenbeck at the plate with a 1-2 count, two outs in the inning. 1-2 pitch on its way is going to be called strike three. So Auschenbeck goes down on strikes. But for the Cubs, they do score one run on one hit, leave two men on base. So after three complete innings of play, it's the Cubs 8, Robstown 1, and we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Hall-Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
So welcome back to Fireman's Park as the Cubs lead 8-1 after three innings of play. Hudson Hartstack back on the mound for the Cubs. Coming up to bat, first batter of the inning for Robstown will be, check and see if this is Anthony Gonzalez or not. He was a starting pitcher. We'll see if Vasquez is in for him. And indeed, Vasquez is in for Anthony Gonzalez. So Vasquez with his first at bat of the inning.
Off the top of the fourth, Robstown pitcher, number 11,
so Vasquez will be stepping in for the first time tonight. Came on in relief of Anthony Gonzalez. So the first pitch from Hartstack is swung on. It's going to be hit out to Hart at shortstop. He's up with it on the first for a close play out at first base. So nice play over there by Steele to stretch and hang on to the ball. So 6-3 on the putout is Vasquez for the first out of the inning. So Hartstack, one pitch, one out. I'm going to bring up to bat Aiden Aguilar. Aguilar had a single back in the second inning. So first pitch is going to be outside for a ball. So Hartstack with the 1-0 pitch. Going to be check swing. They check him down in first base. No swing, says the umpire. So count goes to 2-0. So two ball, no strike count on Aiden Aguilar. 2-0 pitch is on its way, swinging. It's going to be fouled down the right field line, out of play. So Aguilar will step back in there, 2-1 count, one out. Hartstag with the 2-1 pitch. Ooh, nice pitch there. Down just a little bit. Nice fastball right there, just a little bit low. Runs the count 3-1. 3-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be down low in the dirt for ball four. So Aguilar reached first base on the walk. And that's going to bring us back to the top of the lineup for Jose Serrano, the center fielder.
Robstown center fielder number 17, Jose Serrano.
So Serrano steps in here. Runner at first base. There's one out. Hartstack with the delivery. Swung on and missed for strike one. So no ball, one strike count on Serrano. Bats here in the top half of the fourth inning. And that ball's down away. Nice stop there by Brody Tucker to keep the runner at first base. Evens up the count at 1-1. So Hartsack's going to check on the runner over at first. Comes the delivery, and that's swinging. A high chopper to second base. Only play will be at first. Mendoza over to steal at first for the out. So Serrano's out on the ground out to the second baseman. It's going to bring up the right fielder, number 9, Ethan Bagnall. Aguilar will move over to second on the fielder's choice. So Bagnall will step in here with two outs in the inning, runner at second base. Hartsack with delivery, squares around the bunt, tries to attempt the bunt at it. It's going to be foul tip at the plate. Be strike one on Bagnall. So Hartsack comes set in the stretch. The delivery going to be gets away from Tucker. It's going to go back to the screen, so that'll advance Aguilar to third base. Snap throw down there to third is close. So Bagnall with a 1-1 count. Hartsack goes back to the windup. The 1-1 pitch in there for strike two. So Hartsack a hit here. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to be bounced in there. Goes back to the screen. Throw at the plate. And sliding under the tag will be Aguilar for the second run of the night for Robstown. So close play at the plate there on the pass ball. The pitch was about 10 feet short of the plate and hit the lip of the turf here on the plate. Bounced up high. Perfect bounce back to Tucker on the screen. Play was very close at home plate, but Aguilar able to get underneath it. So pitch on the way, swinging, fouled off. So count stays 2-2. So Hartsack with the windup and the 2-2 delivery. Swinging, fouled off down the right field side, out of play. So Robstown with a run here in the top half of the fourth. Cuts the Cub lead to 8-2. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strikeout by Ethan Bagnell. So for Robstown here in the top half of the fourth inning, they'll score one run on no hits. There was one error. And your score after 3.5 innings of play is the Cubs 8, Robstown 2. We'll be back after 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
All right, we're back here at Fireman's Park. We start play here in the top half of the fourth inning. So with 3.5 innings in, we'll give our Whataburger recap. This Cubs recap is brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. So for the Cubs, they're out to an 8-2 lead. Got on the board with four runs in the first after Robstown was able to score one. Hudson Hartsack worked his way out of a jam in the first inning, settled in now. He's been pitching good for the last three innings. Cubs jumped on Robstown again in the second inning for three more, scored one in the third, and that's where we stand right now as we start play here in the bottom half of the fourth inning with the Cubs on top 8-2. Stepping up to bat, first batter will be Luke Hardy. Hardy fouls one off down the right field side. So Hardy's had a single, reached on a fielder's choice, drove in a run back in the first inning. So Hardy swinging away here, fouls another one back. It's going to be over the screen here. So count on Hardy is one ball, two strikes, leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So Vasquez still on the mound for Robstown. He came in on in relief of Gonzalez in the third inning. Pitch is outside corner called strike three. So Luke Hardy goes down looking on strikes for the first out of the inning for the Cubs. Off-speed pitch there by the left-handed pitcher. Kind of floated in there on the outside corner of the plate for strikeout of Luke Hardy. So that's going to bring up the left fielder, Blue Sanega. Sanega comes on. He reached on the E5 and ended up scoring on the Little League home run, we'll call it, there as he rounded the bases after the error and made it all the way home, brought in the fourth run of that first inning for the Cubs. So Sanega takes ball one on the first pitch. 1-0 pitch on the way. Sanega swings and misses for strike one. Evens up the count at 1-1. So 1-1 count on Blue Sanega. 1-1 pitch is on its way. Swing and a miss. Foul back to the screen. Blue up there swinging the bat hard. So count 1-2, Vasquez a hit here. There's one out in the inning. 1-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be on the ground to the third baseman. Third baseman got it up over to first in time for the out. So that'll be the second out in the inning for the Cubs. It's going to bring up the first baseman, Braden Steele. So Vasquez working effectively here in the bottom half of the fourth inning for Robstown.
Cubs first baseman number 12, Braden Steele.
So Steele steps in here with two outs and nobody on. First pitch to Steele is up and outside for a ball. Steele 1-for-2 on the night, had a single back in the first. Steele swinging here, hits a ground ball foul, third base. Going to even up the count there at 1-1. So Vasquez gets a sign from his catcher. 1-1 pitch is on its way. Swinging foul, back of first base and out of play. So Braden Steele down 1-2 in the count. Two outs. So 1-2 pitch coming from Vasquez. Going to be up and out for a ball. Evens up the count at 2-2. Two ball, two strike count, two outs in the inning. Bottom half of the fourth inning, Cubs with an 8-2 lead. Vasquez has got his sign. 2-2 pitch. Going to be down for a ball. off-speed pitch just a little bit low. Going to move the count to 3-2. Pitch coming to Steele. Going to be swung on and fouled out into the parking lot. That one might have got a car. So Vasquez gets back up on the rubber. 3-2 count. Two outs. 3-2 pitch on its way. Swung on. Hit back up the middle. Through for a base hit for Braden Steele. Steele with a hard ground ball back up the middle in the center field for a base hit. Going to bring up the catcher, Brody Tucker. So Tucker will step in with two outs, runner at first base.
Catcher number three, Brody Tucker.
So Vasquez a work out of the stretch. He'll check the runner over at first base. First pitch coming, swinging foul, ground ball down the third baseline. So Brody Tucker, 1-for-2, had an RBI back in the first inning on a single. Pitch is down and out for a ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. Pitch is outside corner for strike two. So one ball, two strike count on Brody Tucker. So Steele gets his lead over at first. Pitch is on its way. Swinging fouled off to the right again. So Tucker stays alive up there. 1-2 count. Two outs in the inning. We're in the bottom half of the fourth. Cubs with an 8-2 lead. Steele's got his lead over at first. Vasquez is going to check him. Here comes the pitch. Swung on again and fouled off to the right-hand side. Umpire runs out of baseballs. Tucker fouling quite a few pitches off here in the bottom half of the fourth. Staying alive there with the 1-2 count. So Vasquez is going to come set. He's going to check his runner over at first. 1-2 pitch is on its way. Swinging. Hit out deep to right field. Right fielder runs back. Makes the catch for the third out of the inning. So with that, there were no runs on one hit, one runner left on base. So your score at the end of four innings of play is the Brenham Cubs 8 and Robstown 2. We'll be back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
So as we come back out here to Fireman's Park, Hudson Hartstack's out there warming it up. Had a little rain shower come through during the break. Got a little bit of light rain falling. Fans are scrambling to get under the cover here at Fireman's Park, get out of the rain. Doesn't seem to be too heavy, just a little bit of a light mist falling out there now. May make things a little bit nasty for us as we move on, as we start play here in the top half of the fifth. So Hudson Hartstacks on the mound. Hartstacks settled in nicely after the first inning. He's been working ahead to his batters the last couple of innings. Hasn't allowed the one run in the top half of the fourth inning, but most of that was done on a miscue and a wild pitch. So Tucker with the throw down to second base, and we're fixing to get started here in the top half of the fifth. Leadoff batter for Robstown is going to be Aiden Lozano. Lozano is 1-for-2 on the night.
Reading off the top of the fifth, Robstown first baseman number 2, Aiden Lozano.
So Lozano, left-handed batter, going to face the right-handed pitcher, Hudson Hartstack. So first pitch coming from Hartstack to Lozano. He's got his sign. Here comes the delivery and the pitch. It's going to be swung on and fouled back. So Hartstack ahead here, 0-1. A little bit of light rain still falling out there. 0-1 pitch on the way, down low in the dirt. Evens up the count at 1-1. We're thankful for the nice covered enclosed press box so we don't have to sit in the rain and do this. So the 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball. Run the count out to 2-1. So Hartsack's got his sign. Pitch on the way. Going to be down low for a ball. So Lozano, the leadoff batter here in the top half of the fifth inning. Pitch is on its way, swinging, hit back up the middle. Hard diving attempt's not going to get it. It's going to go through for a base hit. So Lozano on first base with a single. And that's going to bring up to bat the designated hitter, Christian Barrera. So leadoff hit for Robstown here in the top half of the fifth. Barrera, right-handed hitter, 1-for-2 on the night. Had a single back in the first. Looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here. Number 5, Salinas, will be hitting for Barrera. So first at bat for Salinas here tonight. Bats here in the top of the fifth with a runner at first and nobody out. Swing and a miss on the pitch. Hartstack quickly ahead, 0-2. So runner takes his lead over at first. Hartstack's going to check him. 0-2 pitch on its way. Just outside off the plate. Brings a count 1-2. Runner at first base, nobody out. Got a ball loose on the field again. Got a little timeout called here by the umpire. Robstown coach, first base coach, pick up the ball out there. And we're back ready to go. Salina steps back in. Hartstack with the pitch. Runners off and moving. Strike 3 called. Throw down by Tucker is going to be just a little late as the runner slides in underneath the tag. So strikeout for Hudson Hartstack of the batter. Stolen base for Lozano on the play. Going to bring up the bat the third baseman, number 6, Lucas Sines. Sines has struck out both times he's been up tonight. He steps in here with a runner at second base, one out in the inning. Hartsack's first pitch is going to be swung on and missed for strike 1. So Hartstack ahead, 0-1. Going to check on his runner. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled off to the third base side. So Hartstag works a hit here, 0-2. One out, runner at second base. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Cubs lead it 8-2. So the 0-2 pitch from Hartstack is going to be down and in for a ball. Takes the count out to 1-2. Looks like the rain has stopped for a while. So the 1-2 pitch from Hartstack going to be swung on. This is going to be hit over to Owen Finke at third. He's going to throw on to first base for the out. So 5-3 on the put out of Sines. Going to take us to two outs in the inning. Runner stays at second base. So two outs now for Hartstack. Going to bring up to bat the second baseman, number 4, Dominic Alvarez. Alvarez is 1-for-2, had a single his last time up, struck out his first at bat. So Hartstack with the pitch, swung on and missed for strike one.
Second baseman number 4, Dominic Alvarez.
So Alvarez down in the count, 0-1, two outs, runner at second base. Top half of the fifth inning. Hartstack checks his runner. Pitch is in there for strike two. So quickly ahead, 0-2. Hartstack looking for another strikeout here. So Hartstack gets his sign, the 0-2 delivery. Swung on and missed for strike three. And that'll end the top half of the fifth inning. For Robstown, no runs, one hit, one runner left on base. Our score at the end of 4.5 is the Brenham Cubs 8 and Robstown 2. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
You've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
And welcome back to Fireman's Park here, Brenham Cub Baseball. Cubs lead 8-2 as we start play here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and we've got a pitching change for Robstown. So this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So on the pitch for Robstown will be A. Salinas. It's going to be a left-handed pitcher. Kind of a sidearm submarine type pitcher here. Might be a little difficult for the Cubs. You don't see too many left-handed sidearm pitchers like this. So Salinas is on relief of Vasquez. So Vasquez came in back in the third inning. He goes two innings, and he'll give way now to Salinas. So Salinas completes his warm-up pitches. Up for the Cubs this inning, leading it off will be Landry Mendoza. He'll be followed by Dalton Hart and then by Owen Finke. So Hudson Hartstack is settled in well for the Cubs. He's up to 9 strikeouts on the night. Hudson Hartsack is. Had a little shaky first inning, but after that, it's been pretty spot on. 9 strikeouts so far for Hartsack as we start play here in the bottom half of the fifth. Stepping in now is Landry Mendoza. So Mendoza comes in, drew a walk his last time up, scored a run. So Mendoza steps in here. We started off here in the bottom half of the fifth. So Linus will work out of the stretch. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Left-handed sidearm pitcher facing the right-handed batter, Mendoza. So the 0-1 pitch is on its way, swung on. This will be line drive foul down the right field line, out of play. So quickly 0-2 on Mendoza. So Landry Mendoza, leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the fifth inning for the Cubs, down 0-2. Pitch is on its way. It's going to be way outside for ball one. Takes the count up to 1-2. So Linus has got his sign from his catcher, working out of the stretch. 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on. This is going to be hit hard on the ground. Foul of third base. Count stays at 1-2. So Mendoza back in there. So Linus will get his sign. Comes set. 1-2 delivery. Going to be inside for a ball. Evens up the count at 2-2. Leadoff batter for the Cubs in the bottom of the fifth. 2-2 pitch is on its way, swinging. This is going to be hit up the middle. Line drive is going to be in there for a single, so Mendoza is going to lead off with a single. He'll be at first base as we head back to the top of the lineup for Dalton Hart. Hart comes in. He's 0-2 tonight. He's grounded out twice to the shortstop. Drew a walk back in the second inning and scored a run. So left-handed batter, left-handed sidearm pitcher. Should be an interesting matchup for Hart here as Salinas is almost submarine style from the left side. Hart swinging. He's going to hit one out to left field. Left fielder's going back. It's over his head. This is going to be up against the wall. Mendoza's going to pull in the third base, and Hart pulls in the second base with a double. So single and double for the Cubs to start here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. No outs as that brings up third baseman Owen Finke. So Finke comes in. He drew 2 walks. Is that a single? Bats here with nobody out in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Cubs with an 8-2 lead, looking to add more.
Cub third baseman number 8, Owen Finke.
So Solana gets his sign from the catcher. First pitch to Finke is going to be outside for a ball. So 1-0, no strike count. Finke batting with 2 runners in scoring position. Chance to add to the Cub lead. One 0 pitch is on its way. Swinging and foul, line drive to the right side. Evens up the count at 1-1. So Salinas gets his sign from the catcher, comes set. 1-1 pitch to Finke is going to be outside for a ball. 2-1 count now on Finke. So two runners on for the Cubs to start out here at the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-1 pitch to Finke. Be swung on and pop foul down the right field side, out of play. Evens up the count at 2-2 on Finke. He'll step out, readjust the gloves. Get back in there. So Salinas comes set. 2-2 pitch from Finke's on its way. That's going to be called strike three on the inside corner. So strikeout for Owen Finke will be the first out of the inning for the Cubs, and that'll bring up the bat the designated hitter, number 22, Drake Binky. So Finke down on strikes for the first out. Runner still at second and third. Binky steps in. 2-for-2 on the night. Double, single, reached his last time on a catcher interference. So pitch on its way, swinging. This is going to be a bounding ball to first base. He's going to toss it over to the pitcher covering, but the run will score. So fielder's choice ground out, RBI for Drake Binky. Scores Landry Mendoza from third base. Hart will move over to third, take his place over there. Pushes the Cub lead out to 9-2. Brings up the bat number four to center fielder Ethan Auschenbeck. So Auschenbeck steps in. He's 1-for-3 on the night. First pitch is going to be outside for a ball. So Salinas comes set. Going to look at the runner hard over at third. Pitch is on his way. Auschenbeck's going to hit this out to right field. Right fielder moving over, coming in. Makes the catch for the third out of the inning. So for the Cubs, they'll score one run on two hits. They'll leave one man on base. So your score after five complete innings of play, the Brenham Cubs 9, Robstown 2. We'll be back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at teglertoyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating. Your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
And welcome back to Fireman's Park, Brenham Cubs baseball here at Fireman's Park. As we've got a pitching change for the Cubs, so this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So coming on in relief of Hudson Hartstack will be number 35, Jason Balsharek. So Hartstack goes five innings tonight, strikes out nine, only allowed two runs on the night. Outstanding performance by Hudson Hartstack for the Cubs. He's going to be relieved now by Jason Balsharek. So Balsharek will come on here in the top half of the sixth inning, and he will face the catcher, Eric Isles. So Isles is 0-for-2 on the night. As he steps in here to bat in the top half of the sixth, the leadoff batter for Robstown. So Balsharek with the first pitch. Going to be swung on, ground ball over to Owen Finke. He scoops it up, throws on over to first base to steal for the out. So one pitch, one out for Balcherec. So we start play here in the top half of the sixth inning. That's going to bring up the bat for Robstown, the pitcher, number 15, Marino. It's going to be a pinch hitter for our other pitcher. So Marino, first pitch, he's swinging, hits one out to right field to Hardy. Hardy moves over two steps, catches it. Two pitches, two outs for Jason Balcherec. So Balcherec looking good here to come out in the top half of the sixth. That's going to bring up the bat for Robstown, number 13, the shortstop, Aiden Aguilar. Aguilar is one for one with a single and a walk. So first pitch from Balcherec to Aguilar. Aguilar takes that fastball for a strike. So Balcherec ahead. 0-1 to Aguilar. Two outs here. Two quick outs in the top half of the sixth. The 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be just off the outside part of the plate for a ball. So one ball, one strike count. Jason Balcherec on relief of Hudson Hartstack. Pitch is on its way up for a ball. So two balls, one strike count. Aguilar, the number nine hitter in the Robstown lineup. So 2-1 pitch is on its way. Swing and a miss for strike two. Evens the count up at two balls and two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top half of the sixth. 2-2 pitch on its way. Swinging. Here's a ground ball. Think he's going to cut it off. Oh, and he's going to drop it out of when he transferred from the glove to the hand to throw. So Finke had the ball in the glove, went for the transfer and drops it. So Aguilar reached first base on the E5. So that'll take us back to the top of the lineup for Robstown. Number 17 center fielder Jose Serrano steps in. Serrano's 1-for-3. He's had a single, struck out, and grounded out to second base. So Aguilar on at first. Two outs in the inning. Balcherec's pitch, outside corner fastball, strike one. So 0-1 on Serrano. Runner takes his lead at first. Balcherec will check him over there. 0-1 pitch on its way, down low for a ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. Runner at first base, two outs. Cubs lead at 9-2. Pitch on its way, strike right down the middle, strike two. Snap throw down to first base, not in time. So Balcherec ahead now, 1-2 on Serrano. So Balcherec comes set. The pitch inside for a ball. Evens up the count, 2-2. So two ball, two strike count. Two outs in the inning. Runner at first base. Balcherec will check him, come home. Going to be outside for ball three. So Balcherec will run the count full on Serrano. So Steele will back off, won't hold the runner. Runner will be on the move on the pitch. 3-2, two outs. Pitch on its way. Going to be inside for a ball. Going to walk him, so that'll put two runners on for Robstown. So base on balls for Serrano puts him over at first base. Aguilar moved down to second on the walk. It's going to bring up to bat the right fielder, Ethan Bagnell. Bagnell's walked twice and struck out. So Balcherec checks his runners. First pitch to Bagnell is going to be just outside with the fastball. One ball, no strike count. Two outs in the inning. Two runners on. Top half of the sixth inning. Pitch from Balshrek is going to be check swing. Gets away from the catcher. He picked up. No runners advance on that. Two balls, no strikes. So Balshrek looks in. He gets his sign. Checks the runner at second. The 2-0 delivery is going to be just off the plate outside for ball three. So Balshrek behind 3-0 on Bagnell. Runners at first and second and two outs. 3-0 pitch by Balshrek is going to be in there for a strike. So three ball, one strike count on Bagnell. Balshrek comes set. He'll come home. Going to throw it down low in the dirt for ball four. So that's going to load the bases for Robstown. Brody Tucker's going to go out and have a little conversation with Balshrek. Coach going to come out real quickly for the dugout. Just settle Balshrek down a little bit. Make sure Balshrek and Tucker are on the same page. So we'll get it all set, ready for play here. Bases will be loaded for Robstown. Two outs. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. Cubs lead it 9-2 in the top half of the sixth. So brings up to bat Aiden Lozano for Robstown. Lozano 2-for-3, two singles. First pitch to Lozano is going to be up for a ball. So Lozano, the pitch coming in, going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball two. So Balshrek behind here, 2-0 on Lozano. Bases are loaded, two outs. 2-0 pitch on its way, swinging. It's going to be hit up the middle, cut off by Mendoza. He flips it over to Hart, but not in time at second. One run will score. The other run comes around third. Snap throw back to third will be safe. So one run in for Robstown there. Mendoza cut that ball off behind second base, tried to flip it with his glove to Hart over it that was covering from shortstop. Just didn't have enough on the ball to get it over there. So Lozano will reach on the fielder's choice. One run comes in. So up to bat now is the designated hitter, Salinas. He takes strike one on the pitch from Balshrek. So bases still loaded, two outs. Robstown with one run in. Pitch from Balshrek, swing and fouled off to the right. So Balshrek quickly ahead, 0-2 on Salinas. Cubs lead it 9-3 now in the top half of the sixth. Robstown scored one. So 0-2 pitch coming from Balshrek. Going to be outside for a ball. Takes the count out to one ball, two strikes. Two outs. Balshrek's got his sign. 1-2 pitches on and way. That's going to pop out of the catcher's mitt. Here comes the runner from third. Play at the plate is going to be not in time as the runner from third scores on the pass ball. So runner at second advances up to third. Runner from first moves into second. Takes the count to 2-2 on Salinas. So two runs now in the top of the sixth for Robstown. Cubs still lead it 9-4. Runners now at second and third, two outs. 2-2 count. Balcerek gets a sign from Tucker. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled out of play to the right. So Robstown cut into the Cub lead. Balcerek's got a 2-2 count. 2-2 pitch. Swinging. This ball's in play. Over to the shortstop, Hart. He's up with it on the first. The ball hits Steele's glove and bounces out. So one run a score on the error at first. Lozano will move from second to third. Salinas will be safe over at first on the error. So another run in for Robstown pushes the gap a little bit closer. Cubs leading it 9-5, top half of the sixth inning. Up to bat for Robstown will be the third baseman, Lucas Sines. So Sines steps in. He struck out twice, grounded out the third. So runners at first and third, two outs. Balcerek works out of the stretch. Pitch to Sines is down low for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Sines. Runners first and third, two outs. Runners take their lead. Balcerek with the pitch in there for a strike. Evens up the count at 1-1. So one ball, one strike count. Two outs, runners first and third. 1-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for strike two, inside corner on the fastball. So Balcerek ahead now, 1-2, two outs. One, two pitch is on its way. Going to be outside for a ball, so 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two runners on. Two-two pitch from Balcerek. Swung on and fouled off. Runner from first base was on the move that time. He'll have to reset and head back to first on the foul ball. So Sines steps back in. Balcerek's back on the rubber. Gets a sign from Tucker. Comes set. Checks his runner. 2-2 pitch. Swung on. This is going to be looped out to right field. And it's going to fall in front of Hardy for a single. So Lozano from third, a score on the single by Lucas Sines. So that'll put runners at first and second with two outs. Cub lead is now 9-6. So Robstown's put four runs on the board this inning. Up to bat down for Robstown, number four, to second baseman Dominic Alvarez. First pitch swinging, strike one. So runners at first and second, two outs, 0-1 count on the batter, Lucas Sines. 0-1 pitch is going to be up high for ball one. Evens up the count at 1-1. So Balcerek back on the rubber. He comes set. Checks on his runner at second. Pitch is on its way. Swing and a miss for strike two. Kind of a little check half swing there by Sines. Takes the count out to 1-2. So Balcerek with the 1-2 pitch. Swinging, this is hit out to center field. Ethan Auschenbeck takes two steps in and catches the fly ball for the third out of the inning. But for Robstown in the inning, they'll score four runs on one hit, leave two runners stranded. Your score at the end of five and a half innings is the Brenham Cubs 9 and Robstown 6. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stegett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771. WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
All right, welcome back here to Fireman's Park as we start play in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Robstown able to score four runs in the top half of the sixth, cut into the Brenham Cub lead, but the Cubs still lead it 9-6, and Robstown is going to change pitchers. So with that pitching change, this is sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So on now to pitch for Robstown will be number 19, Miller. He's going to be pitching to Luke Hardy, who leads it off here in the bottom half of the sixth inning for the Cubs. And first pitch is outside a ball. So 1-0 count to Hardy. Miller comes with the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed by Hardy. Evens up the count at 1-1. So 1-1 count on Luke Hardy, leadoff batter for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. 1-1 pitch is down for a ball. Takes the count out to 2-1. So Miller works out of the windup, the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. 2-2 now on Hardy. So Hardy steps back in. 2-2 count. Comes the 2-2 delivery. Swung on. This is a hit down to the third baseman. Third baseman's up with it. Throw across the infield. Will not be in time. Pulled the first baseman's foot off the bag a little bit. Hardy beats it out there for an infield single. So Hardy reaches first base with a leadoff hit. And that's going to bring up the left fielder, Blue Sanega. So Sanega checking his signs. Steps in there with Hardy at first. Nobody out. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Snega squares around the bunny. He's going to lay it down the third baseline. It's going to roll foul down the line. So Snega put the bunt down the third baseline, just rolled foul. So Snega will work his way back to home. Hardy's back at first. Miller works out of the stretch. Checks on Hardy over at first. 0-1 delivery to Sanega is in there for strike two. So fastball from Miller right there on the inside part of the plate, taken for strike two by Sanega. Rain starts to fall a little bit here at Fireman's Park. So the 1-2 swung on by Sanega and grounded into the Cub dugout. So Sonega stepped back in. 1-2, 0-2 count. Hardy at first. Nobody out. So Miller comes set. Pitch is on its way. Swung and fouled off by Sonega. Rain picks up a little bit here at Fireman's Park now. So Sonega back in there, two strikes on him. Hardy over at first. Hardy's on the move, ball's down in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, but Hardy will go in the second base standing. So 1-2 count now on Blue Sonega. Batting here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runner at second base, nobody out. Cubs lead it 9-6. So Miller comes set. The pitch to Sonega is fouled back into the screen. So Sonega's battling up there. Miller's going to look in and get a sign from his catcher. Going to come set. Check the runner Hardy at second. Pitch is on its way. This is going to get by the catcher, go back to the screen. Hardy's going to move on over to third base. That's going to even up the count on Sonega, 2-2. So Miller get a dry ball from the umpire. Head back out to the mound. Here comes the pitch. Just missed outside. Close pitch taken by Sonega there. Runs the count 3-2. Runner at third base. So Miller with the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed by Sonega for strike three. So Sonega will go down on strikes for the first out of the inning for the Cubs. Going to bring up to bat number 12, first baseman Braden Steele. So Steele comes in. He's 2-for-3 on the night, two singles. First pitch to Steele is in there for a strike. So no ball, one strike count on Steele. Luke Hardy over at third base. Led off the inning with a single. So the 0-1 pitch to Steele, going to be just outside for ball one. Evens up the count at 1-1. Robstown has the infield in, trying to cut the play off at the plate here on any ground ball. So Steele is set, Miller's set. The 1-1 pitch is on its way, swinging. This is a pop-up on the infield. Shortstop calling. Going to not make the play as it bounces off his glove just behind the mound. So Wynn got a hold of that one, pushed it back a little bit. Shortstop started backpedaling a little bit there and was unable to complete the play. So Steele will reach first base.
Cup catcher number 3, Brody Tucker.
So that's going to bring up catcher Brody Tucker. So Tucker bats here with one out, runners at first and third. So Steele over at first, Hardy's over at third. One out. Miller looks in, he gets his sign. Checks on the runner at first. Pitch is on its way. Squared around the bunt is Brody Tucker. He's going to foul that off down the first base side for strike one. So no ball, one strike count on Tucker. One out, runners at first and third. Miller looks in, gets his sign, checks the runner over at first base. Pitches on his way, squaring around the butt again as Tucker bunts it down the first baseline, rolls foul, picked up there by the pitcher. So 0-2 now on Tucker. So we'll come back, reset it, do it all over again. Miller works his way back out to the mound. Steele gets his lead at first. Hardy gets his lead over at third. 0-2 pitch on its way. Swung and a miss by Brody Tucker. So Tucker down on strikes for out number two in the inning. Going to bring up the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. Mendoza had a single his last time up. Scored a run.
Up second baseman number nine, Landry Mendoza.
So Mendoza bats here with two outs, bottom half of the sixth, runners at first and third. First pitch coming. It's going to be in there for a strike. So Mendoza down in the count, 0-1. Two outs, Steele over at first, Hardy over at third. Miller comes set, the pitch to Mendoza, swung on and missed for strike two. Took something off that pitch right there. Mendoza way out in front of that pitch. So 0-2 count now on Landry Mendoza. Steele's going to take off from first base. Pitcher's going to step off. He's going to throw back to second. They've got Steele in a rundown. Hardy's watching at third. Third baseman now throw back to third, and Steele will advance to second base. So Steele tries to stay in the rundown to try and get Hardy to score. Robstown throws it over to third. Hardy's back in safely, and Steele advanced to second base. So runners, two runners in scoring position now for Landry Mendoza. Mendoza's got an 0-2 count on him. There's two outs. 0-2 pitch on its way, swinging. This is a drive out to right field. Right fielder going back, running, going back. Makes the catch on the run out in right field for out number three. So for the Cubs, there were no runs on one hit. Two men left on base. Your score at the end of six innings of play is the Brenham Cubs 9 and Robstown 6. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
And welcome back out here to Fireman's Park as we start play here in the top half of the seventh inning. Jason Bostrick still on the mound for the Cubs. He'll be facing the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the Robstown lineup to start it off. Up first will be catcher Urich Iles. So Iles is 0 for 3 on the night. He's flied out to right field, hitting to a 6-4-3 double play and grounded out to the third baseman. So Iles steps in here against Jason Balcherick. Balcherick came on in relief of Hudson Hartstack in the last inning. First pitch from Balcherick is down low for a ball. One ball, no strike count on Yurik Isles. So Balshrek working out of the windup. The 1-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be inside for ball two. So two balls and no strike count on Isles. Leadoff batter for Robstown here in the top of the seventh inning. Cubs with a 9-6 lead. The 2-0 pitch from Balshrek is going to be up high for ball three. So Balshrek behind to the leadoff hitter Isles. So Balshrek up on the mound. 3-0 pitch is on its way. It's going to be in there for a strike. Takes the count to 3-1. So 3-1 count. Balshrek works out of the windup. 3-1 pitch is on its way. Swinging, that's going to be hit out to right field. Right fielder comes in. Diving stop out there. Luke Hardy on the diving line drive catch for out number one. So Eric Isles flies out to the right fielder, Luke Hardy, for the first out of the inning. It's going to bring up number 21, J.C. Trevino. He'll be pinch hitting here for the pitcher. So first at bat for Trevino. Balshrek's first pitch is outside corner fastball, strike one. So the Cubs have one out here in the top half of the seventh. 0-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be outside for a ball. Evens the count up at 1-1. So Balshrek back up on the mound. The 1-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be up and away for ball two. So 2-1 count. There's one out. Top half of the seven. Cubs lead 9-6. Swing and a foul back on the 2-1 pitch. Evens up the count at 2-2. Good hard fastball there by Balshrek. So 2-2 count on J.C. Trevino. Pinch hitting here in the top half of the seventh inning. 2-2 pitches on its way, swinging. This is going to be a ground ball over to Owen Finke at third. Big hop for him. He's up on the first base for the out. Two outs now for the Cubs. Robstown down to their final out. It's going to bring up the shortstop, number 13, Aiden Aguilar. Aguilar's had a single. He's walked, reached on an error, scored two runs. So Aguilar bats here with two outs in the top half of the seventh inning. Balshrek with the pitch. Down just for a ball. One oh count on Aguilar. So 1-0 pitch from Balshrek is on its way. Swinging. Foul down the right field side. Out of play. Evens up the count at 1-1. So 1-1 count, two outs. Cubs lead 9-6. Top half of the seventh inning. This pitch is bounces in front of the plate for ball two. So 2-1. Balshrek gets a sign, the 2-1 pitch. Going to be swung on and foul toward the Cub dugout. Count evens up at 2-2. So 2-2, two outs. Robstown down to their final strike. 2-2 pitch from Balshrek. Swung on and fouled down the right field side, out of play. So Aguilar back in there. Got the 2-2 count with two outs. Balshere gets a sign from Tucker, the 2-2 pitch. Ooh, taken just down for a ball. Good pitch there by Balshere. Just missed. 3-2 count now on Aguilar. So Balshere with the 3-2 pitch. Swung on. This is hit out to center field to Ethan Auschenbeck, who makes the play, and that's a 3-up, 3-down inning for the Cubs. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. So with that 3-up, 3-down, top of the seventh, that's going to bring an end to the game for the Cubs as the Cubs win it here 9-6. And we'll be back with the post game after a word from our sports friends.
Exceptional driver training, building confident drivers one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Play ball!
This broadcast of the Brenham Cubs baseball game was made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The post-game show is made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Waterburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Coaches Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services.
All right, welcome back to the post-game show at Fireman's Park here. The Cubs with a big win over Robstown tonight, 9-6. Hudson Hartstack got the start on the mound for the Cubs, worked five innings. Jason Balshere came on in relief, finished it up for the Cubs. So the Cubs with that win will improve to 9-8-1 on the season, as they have a winning record as they head into district play. And we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers, but did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
All right, welcome to Fireman's Park, back on the post-game show here. Cub victory tonight over Robstown 9-6. A couple stats on the night for the Cubs. Dalton Hart was 1-for-4 with a double. Owen Finke 1-for-2 with a single. Drake Binky 2-for-3 with a double and a single. Ethan Auschenbeck 1-for-4 with a single. Luke Hardy 2-for-4 with two singles. Braden Steele 2-for-4 with two singles. Brody Tucker 1-for-4 with a single, and Landry Mendoza 1-for-4 with a single. Pitching tonight for the Cubs, Hudson Hartstack got the start on the mound for the Cubs tonight. Hartstack goes 5 innings, strikes out 9 Robstown batters, only allowed 2 runs. Jason Balsharek came in relief to close it out, so Hudson Hartstack with the win on the mound for the Cubs. Like I said earlier, takes the Cub record now to 9-8-1 as they head into district play with a winning record. And we'll be back with the star of the game after a word from our sponsors.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel, personal attention for your next project.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, we're back with our John Breeden Star of the Game, and the Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. So our Star of the Game is going to be Hudson Hartstack tonight. He pitched 5 innings, struck out 9 batters, only gave up two runs. Had a little bit of a shaky start to the first inning, worked himself out of some trouble. But Hudson Hartstack will be our star of the game for tonight from Cubs Stadium, Fireman's Park, where the Cubs win a big game against Robstown. We're joined now by Coach Wheaton. Coach, a lot better game that game. Hudson came out in the first inning, a little shaky there, looked a little more comfortable in the windup than the stretch. You know, when he got in the stretch, he seemed a little tight, but once he settled in, he pitched a really good game for y'all.
Yeah, he did. It was good to see him settle in there. Struggled a little bit early on finding the strike zone, but, you know, he's got electric stuff, and you saw that tonight. I think he touched 90 for the first time, and then what really made him tough is he started landing the breaker in the later innings and kind of set it in cruise control. Really proud of him, and especially after the start to the first. He's learning how to pitch and getting those opportunities, and there's no better teacher than experience, so I'm glad we got him out there tonight.
Exactly. Hudson did a great job out there once he settled in. Fastball was really electric out there, and then, like you said, when he started mixing in the breaking stuff right at the end, really kept him off balance and was able to do some work in there and came in. Jason comes in and relieves him in the fifth inning. Gets out of a little bit of a jam there in the fifth, but that's what young kids are there for, to learn from stuff like that. So good deal. Hitting-wise, I thought everybody was swinging the bat still pretty good. Robstown made a couple errors. You took advantage of those errors.
Yeah, no, we did. You know, been really competitive at the plate for the most part. I think tonight we saw some different looks and some, you know, sidearm lefties and different things like that were in and out of the strike zone, which can make it tough, but we just got to be more disciplined. You know, we say don't expand because you can. And so getting them over the big part of the plate to capitalize on those types of pitches, you know, I'm kind of disappointed in our hitters and not finishing the game defensively. You know, this game requires you to be intensely focused and relaxed at the same time. And tonight I felt like we kind of dropped the ball on the intensely focused part. You know, there's been times when games have gotten away from us because we've been tight. Tonight, whether it was the four-game stretch of a tournament, coming off tournaments, ready to play a district game, just kind of disappointing those guys. That's a conversation we're going to have. And, you know, that's a veteran ball club that has to get behind a young pitcher and Jason Balsrick. When we got a chance to get behind him and make outs, we need to do that. And they know that.
Couple little mistakes here. Wind didn't help on one of the balls out in left field. It's one of those things when the wind's blowing hard like that, you got to adjust to it a little bit. You saw it on both sides. Robstown had a little bit of trouble with that too. So, but all in all, good victory, good win, Coach. Appreciate you always coming up here.
Yeah.
We've got Hudson Hartstack
here
in here. We'll get a couple words from Hudson. Let us tell him how he felt tonight on the big victory out there. So, Hudson, how does it feel to get the victory out there tonight?
It feels amazing. It feels great. I'm always happy for a win.
So, yeah. I thought you came out really throwing hard in the first inning. You kind of settled down a little bit. You looked a little more comfortable in the windup than the stretch when you were out there in the first inning. But once you settled in, Coach said you hit 90, so and then you started mixing in a breaking ball, and you pretty well dominated that team after that.
Yes, sir.
So, good victory, and you build off of the experience, and hopefully it'll carry y'all on through district where you get in there. I think what y'all are needing is pitching like that, so that everybody. I've seen a couple games already this year, and pitching's going to be good for y'all. I think y'all are going to do pretty good in district once you get settled in there. So that big games start next week in the district game. So look forward to seeing some more. So hope y'all enjoy it as much as we do.
Yes, sir. Oh yeah. I think our team's finally, we're getting momentum, and we're definitely ready for district.
I think so. I think the win against Friendswood the other night may have catapulted y'all
sir.
A little bit. I was down there in Louisiana, watched you play a little bit down there, and had some games kind of slip away from y'all down there, but hadn't been doing that here. You had a good tournament. You know, you lost the one game earlier today, but, you know, pretty tight game. Come back, you win a big one tonight, carry that momentum in the district. So best of luck to y'all, and hope to see y'all again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Hudson. Appreciate you joining us here tonight. And so what we'll do is we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
So welcome back here to Fireman's Park, where the Brenham Cubs have won 9-6 tonight over Robstown to finish off the Brenham Alumni Tournament for them. Some more games tomorrow will be played here in the tournament, but Brenham does not have any game scheduled for tomorrow, so this will be the last game of their tournament before they enter district play. You just heard Coach Wheaton and Hudson Hartstack in here. Hudson Hartstack was our John Breeden star of the game. Talked a little bit about his pitching and how he did out there. Coach Wheaton, as always, we appreciate him stopping by and having words with us. Explains the game a little bit better for y'all to understand what he's seeing through his eyes as a coach compared to what we see up here in the stands. I thought tonight overall the Cubs played a really good game. Had a few little miscues in the sixth inning there. Wind probably played a little contributing factors at some of the balls. Just kind of got a little relaxed there with the big lead they had going into that inning, allowed Robstown to score a couple runs. But in the end, the Cubs pull it out 9-6 here at Fireman's Park. And we'll send it back for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back for our final game wrap-up.
Take command of productivity with a New Holland T5 Series tractor available at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model. There's 10 to select from. That's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. From loader work to speedy transport, see a T5 tractor today at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy and take command. WC Tractor, now with six convenient locations to serve you. Find them at WCTractor.com.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County. One family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel. We make it personal.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
All right, welcome back out here to Fireman's Park as we wrap this one up out here. Brenham Cubs with a big victory tonight, go 3-1 here in the alumni tournament as they get set for district play that begins next week. So Hudson Hartstack on the mound for the Cubs, throws a beautiful game, goes 5 innings, strikes out 9, a couple clutch hits there in the lineup for the Cubs, and the Cubs pull out the victory over Robstown, a old foe that's been around a while, and it's good to see them back playing here against the Cubs. So once again, the final score here from Fireman's Park is the Brenham Cubs 9, the Robstown and Robstown 6. And we'll say goodbye to everybody and good night, and everyone have a good evening.
Play ball!
Postgame was made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Waterburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coaches Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Thank you for tuning in, everyone, and have a good night.